I'm Todd Brommelkamp with today's KGYM Sports View. They pulled out all the stops Thursday, but the Chicago Cubs lost their series opener against the Cardinals 5-4, and in the process, it feels like the Cubs lost a lot more than that. The schedule shows 9 games remaining in the 2019 season, but it sure feels like the curtain fell on the 162-game campaign after Matt Carpenter homered off Craig Kimbrell in the 10th. St. Louis now leads the division by 4 games entering this afternoon's contest at Wrigley Field. That's 4 games over the Cubs, 3 over Milwaukee, which continues to win games without MVP Christian Yelich. Yes, if the season were to end today, the Cubs would be on the outside looking in at the postseason for the first time since 2014, its last without Joe Maddon at the helm. Each loss to the Cards not only puts the division further out of reach, but also cripples their chances of earning one of the 2 wild card spots in the NL. While the Cubs and Cards beat up on one another, the Brewers finished the season with games against Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Colorado. At 72-81, the Reds have the best record of the bunch. How desperate were the Cubs Thursday night? First baseman Anthony Rizzo rejoined the lineup despite just having injured his ankle Sunday in a win over the Pirates. It was originally thought he'd miss the rest of the regular season. Maddon put Rizzo at the top of the lineup, but nothing the Cubs threw at the Cardinals in the opener could counteract the stellar pitching of Jack Flaherty. The Cardinals' young ace dominated for 8 innings before watching from the dugout out as closer Carlos Martinez coughed up 3 runs to start the 9th. There are still 9 games left in the year, but you'd be hard-pressed not to feel like Thursday marked the end of more than just the 2019 campaign. It sure felt like the end, albeit unofficially, of the most successful stretch of play by the club in the modern era. 4 straight postseason appearances and a World Series title in 2016 are nothing to sneeze at, but just as a Kyle Schwarber home run against the Cardinals in 2015 announced the Cubs' arrival, that Carpenter blast sure felt like an unwelcome bookend. Maddon's contract's up at the end of the year. He'll most certainly not be brought back at this point, especially at his current price tag of $6 million. So is this how it ends for the once lovable losers? It is baseball. There are 9 games remaining. Anything can happen. But it sure seems like the postseason just isn't in the cards. No pun intended.